This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you already know this, so I don't know why we repeat it daily, but yeah, that is for sure. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Friday, December the 19th of 2025, day 353rd of the year. And only 12 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Oh, yes, that is the streamer over there that we get to do a little bit of everything. So no doubt about that as we are doing our stuff-o. So anyways, how's the last 24 hours or so been for you? Hopefully it's been a grandioso time where you get to do all kinds of fun stuff, hang out, move, groove, and then kind of take a look at the impact of what the hell is going on inside of the world. Because I always think that that's an important aspect as we are hanging out. Anyways, with that being said, let's talk about it real quick. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. That's kind of what we do around here. Then we kind of go around, talk a little bit about this, talk a little bit about that, and give you everything that I'm able to find inside of the multiverse. I think it's important for us to talk about that stuff because, hey, at the end of the day, that's what we're doing. We're talking about everything that is going on, kind of the, of everything that's happening, so don't worry about that. So with that being said, our freeform day is today, which is Friday, so we do everything that I did not catch up during the week, we get to talk about today. So we'll talk about everything new story-wise that we did not catch earlier in the week, and we'll kind of try to cover all of those. So very heavy on the news today. It's kind of how it goes, but don't worry. We'll make sure to take care of you as we're going through. I do have some professional broadcasters that do come in, and they will come in and talk a little bit about this, a little bit about that. They'll talk about everything that is going on. They're from our friends over there at Feature Story News, so don't worry about that, because they will go through everything that they're able to get a hold of and kind of cover that information for you to go, oh, well, that makes sense. So if you're good with that, I'm good with that. I'll bring in my friends from Feature Story News. They can sit here, talk to us, and then we can kind of go through the whole aspect of everything that's going on. So if you're good to go, I'm good to go. And here's some news. Oh, I guess I should say this. If you want to interact with the show, it's a simple process on doing so. Callinradio.com. just in case. Video, audio, text messaging. Once you get there, video, audio, text messaging. It'll give me a little prompt on the screen on what the hell's going on, but don't worry, because once it does that, it kind of tells me what direction to go if I need to change some stuff up. So there you go. With that being said, though, before I forget, you will probably have more success if you do the text messaging aspect than anything else. It's just kind of how it goes. So that is the whole thing. Seriously, I know it sounds terrible saying it out loud, but we'll do that. So I guess we should matter of fact, why don't we do this? Because now I'm kind of going, huh, maybe my brain's not working the way that it should. Should we do the news first, or should we do week in review? That's a good question. Let's do the news. We'll get that started that way, and then we'll just kind of move forward. So here it is. Here's the news.
Here is the news on the Radar Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Stuart Smith. The Epstein files are due to be released later. The US Department of Justice has until today to release all documents in relation to its investigation into the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. A new batch of photos from Epstein's estate were released by the House Oversight Committee on Thursday, including images of Bill Gates, Noam Chomsky, and Steve Bannon. Political expert at the University of Surrey, Mark Shanahan, says Friday's files may not give a complete picture.
There's been a whole team of lawyers in the Department of Justice who have been working through these documents, looking to redact information. Apparently, they're working off some very thin guidelines as to what should be redacted. They should not be just looking for the name of the president and taking out those documents. But Trump is in charge of the Department of Justice. This will be a curated collection that comes out at the end, and that may well not satisfy the public at all.
The European Union has agreed to provide Ukraine with a loan worth $105 billion to help finance the country for the next 2 years. The announcement came after European leaders were locked in negotiations deep into the night. Ultimately, the bloc failed to agree on a plan to use frozen Russian assets to fund the loan, instead borrowing the money backed by the EU's common budget. Will Denslow reports from Brussels.
After more than 15 hours of negotiations, a deal was reached, and it wasn't the one that many had expected. Ultimately, the use of those frozen Russian assets proved too politically sensitive for some member states, most namely Belgium, worried about the legal and financial ramifications of using them, as most of those assets reside here in Belgium. While it wasn't the result that many had anticipated, still seen by many as a huge win for Ukraine. Friedrich Merz, the German chancellor, says that the news is good for Ukraine and bad for Russia. William Denslow, Brussels.
U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is expected to host senior officials from mediating countries in Miami on Friday to discuss phase two of the Gaza peace plan. Blake Sifton reports from Tel Aviv.
The meeting will reportedly be the highest-level gathering of mediators since the ceasefire came into effect in October, with Witkoff expected to meet Qatar's prime minister and the foreign ministers of Turkey and Egypt. Progress toward the second phase of the peace plan has been slow, with no updates yet on which countries will contribute troops to the international force that is meant to disarm Hamas or participate in the so-called Board of Peace that will oversee a transitional government in Gaza. Meanwhile, both Israel and Hamas accuse each other of violating the ceasefire's first phase. Blake Sifton, Tel Aviv.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today at the latest warning by the International Rescue Committee about the prospect in the new year for what they call a new world disorder, as humanitarian crises no longer get the attention or the resources previously available to address them. The shuttering of the US Agency for International Development by the Trump administration has fundamentally changed the capacity of humanitarian and developmental assistance organizations to respond to nations in the greatest need. And the IRC says other countries are cutting back on their aid budgets at exactly the moment global crises are surging. Sudan tops the list of the 20 most vulnerable nations in a new IRC study. Gaza, South Sudan, Ethiopia, Haiti, Myanmar, and the DRC are not far behind. Flora Alexander is the executive director of IRC UK.
We have 33 million people in need of humanitarian assistance. resistance in Sudan. What we're seeing is a dangerous rise in humanitarian need right at the same time as we've seen a huge collapse in international support. And this divergence is really what is powering a lot of the suffering that we're seeing in these countries.
The IRC says global humanitarian funding has fallen by around 50% year on year, with severe program cancellations across major donors just as needs spike. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, the US Department of Justice has until today to release all documents in relation to its investigation into late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein after a new batch of photos from Epstein's estate were released on Thursday. The European Union has agreed to provide Ukraine with a loan worth $105 billion to help finance the country for the next 2 years. And US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is due to host senior officials in Miami on Friday to discuss phase two of the Gaza peace plan. That's the latest feature story news. Stuart Smith reporting.
The medical examiner in Los Angeles says Rob and Michelle Reiner died from multiple sharp force injuries, concluding that their deaths were homicides. The LA district attorney says a knife was used in the killings. Their son Nick is now charged with two counts of first degree murder.
I inherited a mess. And I'm fixing it.
11 months into his second term, President Trump addressed a nation he says is roaring back.
Our country is ready to fail, totally fail. Now we're the hottest country anywhere in the world. We inherited the worst border anywhere in the world, and we quickly turned it into the strongest border in the history of our country. Inflation has stopped. Wages are up. Prices are down.
With just 2 weeks to go before healthcare premiums are set to rise for roughly 20 million Americans, House Republicans passed their own healthcare proposal last night. The legislation would expand small business access to health plans and help lower drug costs, but it does not extend the Affordable Care Act subsidies set to expire at the end of the year.
Russia is welcoming a European decision not to use frozen Russian assets for the financial support it's giving Ukraine. Several hours ago, EU officials announced a deal to provide more than $100 billion to Kyiv over the next 2 years.
A small plane crashing in North Carolina, erupting into a fireball. Seven people killed, including former NASCAR driver Greg Biffle and his family.
Tonight, after 6 days on the run, authorities say they have finally located the suspect in the deadly Brown University mass shooting. Sources say he has now been found dead. Authorities now investigating a possible connection between the deadly mass shooting at Brown University and the killing of an MIT professor of nuclear science.
Well, everyone, last night in Washington, President Trump hosted a Christmas celebration at the White House. Yep, during Trump's Christmas address, he talked about snakes, sharks, and an Ivanka lookalike. In a weird way, Trump's Christmas speech worked because it left the entire room thinking, sweet baby Jesus.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore. And neither do you. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal in the trilogy from J. Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking. Rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct. Now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by J. Allen, PhD. Because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.
You ever hit the wall, burnout, stressed, or just feeling that everything is piling up and thought, yeah, I probably need to talk to someone? The problem is finding the therapist who actually takes your insurance feels impossible at times. That's where Rula comes in. Rula is a healthcare company that makes mental health care easy to access and actually affordable. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, so the average copay is about $15 a session, sometimes even less. With Rula, you get matched with the right therapist for you, not just whoever's available. Their network has over 15,000 licensed professionals, and you can book an appointment as soon as tomorrow. No wait list, no frustrations, just therapy that works with your schedule and your insurance. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/safetyfm to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you there. That's RULA.com/safetyfm. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. Go to RULA.com/safetyfm right now to get started. That's RULA.com/safetyfm, because you deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Rio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Okay, there you go. 18 minutes past the top of the hour with a lot of downloading, it seems like, in regards of information of the stuff that was going on. No doubt about that. So here you go. Here you go. Here you go. So some questions have come in, so I want to make sure that I address them correctly. Will we be here next week? Yes, I believe so. Let's see. Just make sure that I understand calendar aspects, because I don't want to give you the wrong info. If I'm taking a look around, we will be here next week. I think we'll be here Monday, Tuesday. I think so. Let me double check here. Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be here Monday, Tuesday. Then after, that's it. Tuesday will be our last show for the year, is the way that it'll work. So Monday, Tuesday, we'll be here. Then we're out. We're out like a trout. So there you go. Just information wise, I'm not even sure if a lot of people are working next week, but I'm always kind of lost when it comes to all that stuff. That's a different story. For a different day, no doubt about that. So with that being said, let's continue talking about some of the other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that is exactly what we do here. We talk about everything that's going on. So take a listen to this. Two reindeer escape a trailer, run loose into California freeway. Two reindeer named Cookie and Noel pulled a Christmas jail break in Los Angeles, escaping their transport trailer and trotting loose on the five freeway near 118 Animal Services and Good Samaritans rounded them up, checked them out in the West Valley Animal Center, and then sent them home just in time to clock back in for Christmas duty. And San Jose HR department had to do a stand down. So there you go. LA traffic is so bad that even reindeers try to carpool when it's all said and done. So there you go. So take a listen to this because some people were excited for sure. A Baltimore woman turned a routine Maryland lottery headquarters into a double celebration. Fresh off of a birthday, she discovered she'd won $50,000 in an early bird winner into the Maryland lottery holiday raffle. After she realized that her local gas station had sold the winning ticket, then because apparently one win wasn't enough, she also did a pit pick 3888, matching all three numbers. She says that she screamed so loud that she lost her voice, and she's not done yet. She's still in the running for a $1 million grand prize of the final raffle drawing on January the 2nd. Some people get candles. She got cash. So there you go. Some stuff going on for sure. What else is going on? Should we talk about this? Sure. Why don't we do this? Let's talk about
WTF.
WTF here standing for Welcome to Florida. A Florida woman is facing charges after a full-blown meltdown at Miami Planet Fitness turned violent. Police say that Kiara Bryant allegedly caused chaos inside of the gym, including yelling in the locker room, refusing to quiet down, jumping the counter into an employee's only space, and ultimately punching a staff member in the face and breaking their nose. The incident went viral when she tried to flee, attempting to fight bystanders, and then admitted to the police that she got aggressive because she was told to stop being disorderly. When she was arrested, she was released on a $150 bond from Planet Fitness. Yep. Now the hold on. And then she was banned from Planet Fitness. Why did they put bond? So there was a $150 bond banned from Planet Fitness. And now the victim's attorney says that the misdemeanor charges don't come close to the matching damages that were been done. So there you go. So she came to get gains and left with a court date. So what a deal right there. So I don't know. Have you been to a Planet Fitness? So they call it the judgment-free zone, where Crunch Fitness says that they're the original judgment-free zone. But let's not get into that aspect. Let's get into the aspect that Planet Fitness does bagels on one day out of their week. I think they do pizza on another day out of the week. Remember, judgment-free zone. But they have something inside of Planet Fitness that I always find interesting that they call the lunk alarm. Yeah, it's called a lunk alarm. And they also have some weird rules, but, you know, that's kind of every gym. But the lunk alarm in particular, if you start grunting when you're working out, an alarm will go off. If you slam the weights down, an alarm will go off. If they have some weird rules, but I think you kind of know that when you sign up and go in there. They also do not allow small tank tops. And you cannot carry a gallon jug of water. Mm-hmm. These are not jokes. You should look them up. It's pretty interesting. So I don't know. Shouldn't punch anybody in the face. That's probably a good idea. And then probably jumping the counter to get into someone's face because you're not agreeing with what they have to say. Probably not the best idea either. Okay, so let's talk about this because this is some stuff that is going on. The Powerball jackpot has ballooned to $1.5 billion with a B for tomorrow's drawing, making it the fifth largest prize in the game's 33-year history. The pot jumped by $250 million. After nobody matched all six numbers in Wednesday's night's drawing, extending the losing streak to 44 straight drawings since the jackpot was last hit back in September in Missouri and Texas. Before anyone starts a yacht shopping reality check, the odds of winning are still soul-crushing. 1 in 292.2 million. Yeah, 1 in 292.2 million. That's basically asking lightning to strike you while you're holding the winning ticket. If someone does win, they won't actually get $1.5 billion. The headline numbers assumes that the prize is paid over 30 years via investment in the treasury bonds. Take the lump sum and it drops about $686.5 million before taxes. And then the federal government will take 37%, leaving you with about $432 million. Still nice, but not, but you could buy a small country with all the money that you just paid off there when it's all said and done. So what do you think? What do you think? I mean, some people get so excited about the lottery. Like, I know people that they will play lottery And they have the assumption that they already won, have already spent all the money, and the jackpot has not even been drawn. So it gets kind of weird when it gets into some of the weird stuff, for sure. So there you go, some things to talk about. So here you go. A British mother in Essex, 24-year-old Sharon Robertson, has gone viral on TikTok after saying parents who claim they can't afford Christmas presents for their kids have no excuse. She argues that Christmas comes the same date every year and parents have 365 days to plan and save or pick up affordable and second-hand gifts. Shannon also went to say that if parents can't afford nails, cigarettes, or alcohol, they can afford something for their child. She even suggests buying one small present a month or using local Facebook giveaway groups. While some praised her for her thought in her stance and agreed that kids shouldn't wake up with nothing on Christmas morning, others pushed back, saying that many families are generally struggling just to afford food, heat, and basic necessities. The debate split commenters straight down the chimney. So I'm going to tell you, go to callinradio.com. Would love to know how you feel about this, but take a listen to the women's video. We'll just do the sound. Take a listen.
No, I have no idea how this video is going to go, but I'm just going to say it. If you have a child in your care and you are still to this day saying, oh, I can't afford anything for Christmas, you don't deserve a kid. Christmas Day and your child's birthday is the same day every year. You have 365 days to save for that one day. Go and do a food shop, and on that food shop, once a month, buy a present for your kid. That way, in 12 months' time, you have 12 presents you can give to your child. Also, I don't know if this site is just for my area, but we have a site on Facebook called Precious Bundles that gives away free stuff for children. Yes, it's secondhand and it's what people are gifting, but you do not sell on it. If you try and sell on it, you get banned from the group. It's simply free. Because I guarantee on Christmas Day, if your child doesn't have a present because you can't afford it, you will at least have a glass of alcohol in front of you, your lashes done, your nails done, a pack of baccy, something. But yet you can't afford a gift for your child, but you can afford all of that for yourself. So all them excuses to be like, oh, I can't afford it, that's bull. It absolutely breaks my heart that after this Christmas holiday, some kids are going to go back to school and their friends are going to be like, oh, I got this, I got this, I got this. What did you get? And they say, nothing.
So there you go. Controversy creates cash. What do you think when it's all said and done? Callinradio.com. Would love to hear your stance on it. Yep, easiest way. Callinradio.com will get you moving and grooving. So take a listen to this. This was happening yesterday. NASCAR legend Greg Biffle, along with his wife Christine and their young son Ryder, are believed to have died in a private crash or private plane crash in North Carolina. The Cessna C550 jet owned by Biffle went down while attempting to land in Statesville Regional Airport around 10:15 yesterday morning. The aircraft was headed to Sarasota, Florida, and erupted into flames on the runway as an emergency crews rushed in. The devastating news was shared publicly by Biffle's close friend Garrett Mitchell, who said the family was on their way to spend the afternoon with him. Mitchell confirmed that Biffle, Christina, and Ryder were on board, though it remains unclear whether Biffle's teenage daughter from the previous marriage was also on the planes. Authorities have not yet confirmed the total number of passengers. The FAA says that the jet crashed during the landing attempt and the cause is under investigation. Biffle, 55, was a longtime NASCAR star and a semi-retired driver who owned and piloted the aircraft himself. He had even posted photos of himself flying the same plane just months ago. Earlier this year, he was photographed smiling alongside at the NASCAR Cup Series, or alongside the president with the NASCAR Cup Series. Take a listen to this.
A plane just crashed at Lakewood. A plane just crashed at Lakewood. It was flying from this way. It was way too low. Huge explosion.
Yep, so that's some stuff that was making the rounds yesterday as we were talking, so just a little FYI. Also, NASCAR champion Greg Biffle, his wife Christina, and their children, and three others were killed on the plane, is what is being said, in the plane crash. And hold on. I'm trying to get this all settled here. Plane crash, according to the family and friends, and the heartbreaking news shared with people, Christina Biffle's mother Kathy says that her daughter sent a final text moments before the crash, writing simply, "We're in trouble." That message was the last communication that Kathy received before the plane went down. The crash killed 7 people, now is what's being said. Greg Biffle, 55, his wife Christina, his 5-year-old son Ryder, Greg's 14-year-old daughter Emma, Dennis Doughton, and his son Jack, and Craig Wadsworth. The group was traveling for what was meant to be a birthday party trip in Florida. Kathy says that the family had been at her home, just the day before the crash, and were happy and excited about the trip. She says that remembering her final words to her daughter and her grandson is something that will haunt her. So there you go. Terrible. That is just terrible just to hear overall when it's all said and done. Okay, take a listen to this. This is kind of coming out right now. President Trump promised U.S. troops $1,776 Christmas bonus, calling it a warrior dividend and saying that it would be paid for largely with tariff revenue. Sounds great. Cue the record scratch. Turns out the money isn't really coming from tariffs, at least not directly. The administration officials clarified that the bonus will most likely be funded by $2.6 billion military housing supplement that Congress already approved earlier this year as part of the big tax and immigration bill that President Trump signed in July. So that's what's being said. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just telling you. In other words, the money was already in the military piggy bank. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordered most of that housing funding to be redirected into tax-free bonus checks for 1.45 million active duty troops and 174,000 reservists, covering the pay grades of E1 through O6. The total cost clocks in just around $2.5 billion. So what do you think overall? Good idea, bad idea, or somewhere in between? I am just asking the question because I'm always curious about this. Okay, take a listen to this one before we go into some other stuff. The suspect accused of carrying out the deadly shooting at Brown University has been found dead following a multi-state manhunt. Authorities say that Claudio Neves Valente, 48, was discovered inside of a storage unit in Salem, New Hampshire, more than 80 miles from the Ivy League campus. Law enforcement zeroed in on the location after the license plate reader flagged the vehicle linked to the suspect parked outside the facility. Police executed a search warrant and found that Neves Valente dead inside of the unit with 2 firearms. Officials believe that he acted alone. Investigators also examined the possible connection between Brown University shooting and the killing of MIT professor Nuno Lauro. After determining that the suspect used the same make and model vehicle in both cases, Rhode Island Attorney General Peter confirmed the discovery, and Providence Mayor Brett Smiley said that residents could breathe a little easier following the outcome. Authorities say the investigation remains ongoing, and they're working to piece it all together, at least the timeline and links between the shooting. A press conference was held last night. Take a listen to this.
That was corroborated through a tip that was received through the tip center. That room was packed with detectives, agents, receiving calls on a daily basis. Then Flock and the LPR was able to provide us with this description of this vehicle. That vehicle was picked up by Flock, which led us to a car rental place in Massachusetts. Through that, the agents and their work as well were able to get us footage of this individual, as well as a copy of the agreement, which provided his real name. The video of that subject matched the description of that person of interest that this police department was desperate to put handcuffs on. That individual was identified as Claudio Neves Valente, date of birth, and he was a 48-year-old man. He was a Brown student. He was a Portuguese national, and his last known address was in Miami, Florida. And I will tell you that he took his own life tonight.
So there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of there. No doubt about that as we are talking. With that being said, let's go ahead and get into what we would consider our main story right now. But it's Freeform Friday, so let's go ahead and get you into the news.
Here is the news on the Rosen & R Safety Show.
For feature story news in London, I'm Stuart Smith. The Epstein files are due to be released later. The US Department of Justice has until today to release all documents in relation to its investigation into the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. A new batch of photos from Epstein's estate were released by the House Oversight Committee on Thursday, including images of Bill Gates, Noam Chomsky and Steve Bannon. Political expert at the University of Surrey, Mark Shanahan, says Friday's files may not give a complete picture.
There's been a whole team of lawyers in the Department of Justice who have been working through these documents, looking to redact information. Apparently they're working off some very thin guidelines as to what should be redacted. They should not be just looking for the name of the president and taking out those documents. But Trump is in charge of the Department of Justice. This will be a curated collection that comes out at the end, and that may well not satisfy the public at all.
The European Union has agreed to provide Ukraine with a loan worth $105 billion to help finance the country for the next 2 years. The announcement came after European leaders were locked in negotiations deep into the night. Ultimately, the bloc failed to agree on a plan to use frozen Russian assets to fund the loan, instead borrowing the money backed by the EU's common budget. Will Denslow reports from Brussels.
After more than 15 hours of negotiations, a deal was reached, and it wasn't the one that many had expected. Ultimately, the use of those frozen Russian assets proved too politically sensitive for some member states, most namely Belgium, worried about the legal and financial ramifications of using them, as most of those assets reside here in Belgium. While it wasn't the result that many had anticipated, still seen by many as a huge win for Ukraine. Friedrich Merz, the German chancellor, says that the news is good for Ukraine and bad for Russia. William Denslow, Brussels.
U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is expected to host senior officials from mediating countries in Miami on Friday to discuss phase two of the Gaza peace plan. Blake Sifton reports from Tel Aviv.
The meeting will reportedly be the highest-level gathering of mediators since the ceasefire came into effect in October, with Witkoff expected to meet Qatar's prime minister and the foreign ministers of Turkey and Egypt. Progress toward the second phase of the peace plan has been slow, with no updates yet on which countries will contribute troops to the international force that is meant to disarm Hamas or participate in the so-called Board of Peace that will oversee a transitional government in Gaza. Meanwhile, both Israel and Hamas accuse each other of violating the ceasefire's first phase. Blake Sifton, Tel Aviv.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today at the latest warning by the International Rescue Committee about the prospect in the new year for what they call a new world disorder, as humanitarian crises no longer get the attention or the resources previously available to address them. The shuttering of the US Agency for International Development by the Trump administration has fundamentally changed the capacity of humanitarian and developmental assistance organizations to respond to nations in the greatest need. And the IRC says other countries are cutting back on their aid budgets at exactly the moment global crises are surging. Sudan tops the list of the 20 most vulnerable nations in a new IRC study. Gaza, South Sudan, Ethiopia, Haiti, Myanmar, and the DRC are not far behind. Flora Alexander is the executive director of IRC UK.
We have 33 million people in need of humanitarian assistance in Sudan. What we're seeing is a dangerous rise in humanitarian need right at the same time as we've seen a huge collapse in international support. And this divergence is really what is powering a lot of the suffering that we're seeing in these countries.
The IRC says global humanitarian funding has fallen by around 50% year on year, with severe program cancellations across major donors just as needs spike. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, the US Department of Justice has until today to release all documents in relation to its investigation into late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein after a new batch of photos from Epstein's estate were released on Thursday. The European Union has agreed to provide Ukraine with a loan worth $105 billion to help finance the country for the next 2 years. And US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is due to host senior officials in Miami on Friday to discuss phase two of the Gaza peace plan.
Iran. That's the latest feature story news. Stuart Smith reporting.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open-source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, this doesn't feel right. This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now. Wherever books and audiobooks are found.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit. Real Big. In the new episode. So synthetics, and every dream's a reason, every war's been won. I reach for something that feels alive, but every breath is just a lie. Pull the wire, bend the stream, nothing's real, just another dream. Fragments of the real, they fade when I touch them.
Oh yes, fragments of the real, they definitely fade when I touch them. 45 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Freeform Friday. No doubt about that here on the Rated R Safety Show. We build the You know, I have to tell you, when I was picking songs this morning, I was like, I think I picked this song yesterday. But I was like, I don't know. Let's just run with it. So let's go. So what do you think? Fragments of the real. Yeah, they preach control, that's for sure. Anyways, Fragments of the Real. There you go. Streaming right now on this little thing. Okay, so let's talk about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And we want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you'll see that there's information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. I'm going to tell you, go to the website, take a look around. It can change everything for you. That is not a joke as I say that. That is serious biz. No doubt about that as we are talking. So with that being said, let's continue talking about some other things that are going on, because that is kind of what we do around here. No doubt or outer. I know, like seriously, no doubt whatsoever is kind of what we do as we are talking. So I want to talk about this because we've been hearing long-standing points about this for a long time. TikTok's long-promised U.S. breakup is finally about to become official. In a memo to employees, TikTok CEO said that the joint venture will oversee TikTok U.S. operations is set to take effect on January the 22nd. The move stems from Congressional Order 1 that survived the Supreme Court appeal requiring China-based ByteDance to reduce control of the app's U.S. business. Under the deal, ByteDance will retain about 20% ownership of TikTok U.S. Another third will be held by existing investors, while remaining 45% goes to Oracle, Silver Lake, and Abu Dhabi-backed MGX. Oracle involvement is drawing attention in Hollywood because it ties to Paramount Skydance, a broader media consolidation speculation. National security concerns over TikTok date back all the way to first Trump's administration, when the president threatened to ban the app unless it sold to a U.S. owners. Legal challenges delayed the effort during the Biden years, but the issue resurfaced in 2024, and is in current term, President Trump shifted to a more supportive stance, particularly after TikTok played a role in his election momentum. Even so, the administration has continued revising deadlines for restructuring of the U.S. business. So there you go. Some stuff to think about as we are talking. So what do you think when it's all said and done? I don't know. My question is for you. Okay, so take a listen to this. Last night on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Macaulay Culkin revealed that he's 45 and has never had a driver's license. So here's my question. How many of you are in your 40s and have never had a driver's license, and why? And how is it even possible when I was 16, 17, I think it was 17, getting a driver's license was the biggest thing in the world? So take a listen to what he had to say.
Is it true that you do not drive, that you do not even have a driver's license?
Yeah, I'm 45. I've never had a driver's license. Well, I'm a New Yorker, so that's normal, but I'm not a New Yorker anymore, you know. So
you live here now?
Yeah, I live here now.
How long have you been here?
A long time, way too long, you know, like nearly a decade.
Is there a plan to get a driver's license?
Okay, so here's the thing. A couple years ago, Brenda and I had a New Year's resolution, all right? I was going to get a driver's license, and she was going to hire a wedding planner. I'm not married yet, so hence no license. How about that?
So 2 years now, you still haven't, have you taken any lessons? Have you tried?
You know, she tried one time.
To teach you?
Yeah, she was jumping out of her skin. Trying to teach a 45-year-old man how to drive.
It's hard enough.
Her brand new car too. It's like no.
She drives everywhere you guys go.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I'm mobile. You know, I have all kinds of apps and things. Like, don't get me wrong. But
if there was an issue,
I can physically. I know how to do it. If you were bleeding to death, I could drive you to the hospital.
Could you?
Yeah. I mean, I'd probably still call an Uber, but.
So there you go. Go to callinradio.com. Tell me what you feel about being 45 without a driver's license. Hey, Macaulay Culkin's in a different league of his own, that's for sure. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and do this? Let's bring some John Smalls into our life with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by John. Albert Einstein said, "I have no special talent. I am only passionately curious." Wow. I love this quote. Albert Einstein is remembered as one of the smartest people who ever lived. How smart? Well, when he died, they kept his brain in a jar to study it to see what made him so special. But wait a minute. He said he had no special talent. I wonder if that might be part of the reason he's remembered so fondly. Imagine if he was not so modest. If he said, "I'm the smartest guy in the room." I can think of someone today who has that. I see his science videos all the time, and every time I watch them, I like him a little bit less. I'm not going to mention his name, but you probably know it.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Here is the news on the Roseman R. Safety Show.
House Democrats have released another batch of photos from Jeffrey Epstein's estate.
Members of the House Oversight Committee say the latest release includes undated photos showing Epstein with high-profile individuals, including Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, taken at various locations linked to his wealth. Lawmakers describe the move as part of a broader effort to increase transparency around Epstein's network and his years of alleged abuse. Lawrence Keller reporting.
The Board of Trustees at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts has voted to rename the landmark venue the Trump Kennedy Center.
Board members approved the change after a contentious debate over how to recognize Trump's influence on arts funding and major renovations completed during his time in office. Supporters say the new name honors both the original presidential legacy and a more recent chapter in cultural investment. Donald Trump is chairman of the board. Jessica Oakley reporting.
U.S. forces have carried out another strike on an alleged drug smuggling boat in the Eastern Pacific.
Military officials say the latest operation, announced Wednesday by U.S. Southern Command, targeted a vessel they describe as tied to organized crime networks moving drugs by sea. The strike brought the total number of people killed in a series of similar actions since September to at least 99. Commanders say the campaign is part of a broader push to disrupt narcotics routes. Kyle Norris reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Burkina Faso has freed 11 Nigerian Air Force personnel after their transport helicopter made an emergency landing and was detained.
Officials in Burkina Faso say the crew was held after their helicopter landed without prior clearance during a mission linked to regional security operations. Nigerian authorities pressed for their release, describing the incident as a misunderstanding that needed quick diplomatic handling. The detentions came amid heightened sensitivities in West Africa. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Turkey is warning both Russia and Ukraine to show greater care over Black Sea security after its forces shot down a drone, Joseph Eckerson reports.
Ankara's defense officials say the unmanned aircraft was intercepted when it entered airspace close to Turkish coastal facilities, prompting concerns about spillover from the war in Ukraine. Authorities have not publicly assigned responsibility for the drone.
President Donald Trump has signed an executive order directing federal agencies to speed up the process of reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug.
The order instructs regulators to move cannabis from its current Schedule I status to Schedule 3, a shift that would ease research limits and change how the drug is controlled at the federal level. Officials emphasized that the move would not legalize recreational use nationwide, but could significantly reduce tax burdens for licensed marijuana businesses. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Infiltrated. Radio Big.
Oh, yes, infiltration and Radio Big, no doubt about that. So let's talk about some things that happened back on this day. Back in 1989, Larry Bird from the Celtics begins NBA free throw streak of 71 games. That happened back on this date, back in 1989. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, let's talk about some of those. Celebrity birthdays, that is. Tim Reid turns 81. Chris Angel turns 58, Christy Swanson turns 56, and Amy Locaine turns 54, Alyssa Milano 53, Warren Sapp turns 53, and Jake Gyllenhaal, he turns 45 today, so there you go. That's some birthdays for you. Let's talk about some things that you ought to know, because, hey, we need to know these things. So tonight's Mega Million jackpot will be for $90 million. Tomorrow's Powerball jackpot will be for $1.5 billion. An estimated 158.9 million consumers plan to shop on the last Saturday before Christmas. That means tomorrow. According to the annual survey by the National Retail Federation and Prosper Insights and Analytics, the figure is up from 157.2 million shoppers last year and surpasses the previous record of 158.5 million in 2022. Washington's the most famous arts of a palace is getting a political facelift. The Kennedy Center board directors voted unanimously to rebrand the venue Trump Kennedy Center. According to the White House press secretary, the move is already setting off alarms in D.C. arts crowd and Democrats nationwide. Kennedy Center VP and public relations Roma Davari backed the decision, saying that the president saved the institution from financial ruin and physical destruction, framing the rename as a rescue mission, not a vanity project. So there you go. Anyways, let's continue. Let me give you some weird facts for today, if you don't mind. If you take 100 monarch butterflies to weigh just 1 ounce. Yep. 100 of them. If you need some words of wisdom for today, here you go. You have to believe in yourself when no one else does. That makes you a winner right there. So think about that as we are talking. Anyways, at the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm, hanging out for the next couple hours or so. Would love to see you come over there as we hang out, talk about the world of music and entertainment, and go through the whole plethora of things that are going on. No doubt about that. Outside of that, if you don't want to go over there, you can hang out right here with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. That's some options for you. If you're so inclined to do so. Anyways, like I said, I'll go over there. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes absolutely no sense to do what we do around here. No doubt about that. So there you go. Let me go ahead and give you some advice for today. If you don't mind looking for a simple way to pick up some of that dog hair, use dryer sheets. Yep. They pick up loose dog hair on fabric like magic. Just rub a dryer sheet over the couch or whichever else the pet hair collects and watch things just cling away. I wonder if that includes cat hair. Maybe that's something to think about. I don't know. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and/or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios.
as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
Plug them prophets, selling grace, but their miracles leave no trace.
And uploaded, downloaded, erased. Every memory perfect, firstly replaced. They call it life, but it's just a feed. A loop delusion of want and need. Break the code, taste the spark. See the system in the dark. Fragments of the real, they fade when I touch them.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice, sold your rebellion as a new initiative, and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected. Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author Jay Allen, PhD. Because the system adapted. Now it's your move.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon. Or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.